This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen VBG Ramji Act 2025 will come into force across rural India with effect from today. The Rural Development Ministry said that the Act, which guarantees 125 days of wage employment in every financial year, will empower rural India. The VBG Ramji Act replaces the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA 2005. The new Act aims to enhance the statutory employment guarantee from 100 days to 125 days in a financial year. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi is arriving in New Delhi today on a three-day visit to India. This marks her first official visit to India. She will attend the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit tomorrow with PM Modi. The summit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review and strengthen the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation as well as exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephone conversation with the Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian yesterday. During the talks, President Pezeshkian briefed Mr. Modi on the recent developments in West Asia and the way forward. The Prime Minister welcomed the understanding reached and reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi reiterated the need for continued efforts to ensure lasting peace and stability in the region and for safeguarding freedom of navigation and commerce. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has discussed strengthening India-Greece economic ties by enhancing cooperation in financial services, fintech, digital payments and emerging technologies. He met Greek Minister of Economy and Finance Kyriakos Pierakakis in Greece. The two sides also explored avenues for deeper collaboration between Indian and Greek institutions and businesses to foster shared prosperity. Mr. Goyal also met Greek Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, Christos Dimas, discussing enhanced India-Greece cooperation across infrastructure, transport connectivity, the maritime sector, aviation, and sustainable mobility. He looked forward to deepening collaboration to build resilient supply chains and further strengthen connectivity between India and Europe. Uttar Pradesh government has decided to hold a separate teacher eligibility test, TET, for in-service teachers. The decision was taken at a review meeting for UPTET 2026. During the meeting, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath directed the Uttar Pradesh Education Service Selection Commission to conduct a separate TET for teachers already in service. He said, since the Supreme Court has made the test compulsory, serving teachers should also be given an equal opportunity for employment and promotion, ensuring no teacher faces difficulties merely due to a lack of opportunity. The TET exam is scheduled to take place from Thursday until 4th July at 955 examination centers in 60 districts of the state. Around 20 lakh aspirants are expected to take the exam, of whom 1.85 lakh are teachers. In view of a large number of candidates reaching centers from various districts of the state, the Chief Minister said assistance should be provided at railway stations, bus stands and major transport hubs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with several ministries and secretaries at Seva Tirth in New Delhi yesterday. The discussion focused on two key themes. The first was deregulation and other reforms for ease of doing business and ease of living, while the second was promoting Atmanirbharta. During the meeting, the PM stressed the importance of adopting a whole-of-government approach and breaking departmental silos. Highlighting the importance of integrated planning and coordination, Mr. Modi encouraged wider utilization of the PM Gati Shakti as an effective platform for interdepartmental coordination and informed decision-making. India's men's cricket team will begin their five-match 2020 International Series against hosts England today. The opening match will be played at the Riverside Ground in Chesterley Street starting at 10 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.